You will open your Bibles to the book of Philippians. Since by purpose we are limiting this part of our worship to a short time, decided to simply stay in the book of Philippians. And it's interesting, by simply staying in the book of Philippians, we can see that Paul presents five reasons for giving in the book of Philippians. So since we're talking about the contribution tonight, I thought it would be appropriate to see what is said about that topic right here in this book. First of all, in chapter 1 and verse 5, is a reason to want to give. Paul's in prison and he is thanking God for their participation in the gospel from the first day until now. He talks more about that in the latter part of the letter. But evidently this was a church that early on wanted to have a participation in the support of this gospel preacher and demonstrated a great zeal in that in view of the fact that they especially were not a wealthy congregation. And so to have a share in the work that men are doing in Africa, in Oklahoma, in South America, in other places where men that we support are preaching the gospel, to have a share in that is one of the reasons I want to give. Chapter 1, verse 27 is a second reason, valid reason, to want to participate in the contribution of this congregation. And what he discusses in this passage is that we are working together in one spirit with one mind for the gospel. Teamwork. He said, only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or remain absent, I will hear of you that you're standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. And so we have agreed to provide a place where we can meet comfortably. That requires funds, not only to have constructed this place many years before most of us were part of this congregation, but now to maintain these facilities and to pay the utility bills that are necessary to keep it going, and other expenses that are involved with our working together in one mind and one spirit for the gospel, gathering for Bible classes, gathering for worship. And so I'm glad to have a part in that. I'm a member of the team, and as a member of the team, I want to do my part. And so I want to give for that reason. If you go over to chapter 4, in verse 10, the apostle said, I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at last you have revived your concern for me. And it wasn't that they hadn't been concerned, but as he explains, you lacked opportunity. Here is a group of people that really cared about the apostle. They were concerned about him, not only his work, but his needs. And I want to give out of concern, out of care for the men that have given up so much to devote themselves to their full-time work in the gospel of Christ. Men like Brother Paul Williams, who we had with us just recently, who took his family and moved to South Africa that he might preach the gospel there. Men like Ross Trippett, who we support in Oklahoma, has moved to a very small and difficult work that he might try to revive that congregation there in Oklahoma. And men in other places that we maybe don't appreciate as much. But to be concerned about these men that have placed their lives with the focus of preaching the gospel, even though it may mean material sacrifice for them and their family. And I am glad to give out of concern for their needs that they might be free. They may be free of the concern of having to pay their bills, but rather that brethren are providing for them so they can do their work without that hindrance. There's another reason that the apostle gives here in Philippians chapter 4, verse 17. Not that I seek the gift itself, but I seek for the profit which increases to your account. Now you would think when the Philippians gave, it was Paul's account that went up. And it did. But he mentioned the reverse here. They gave, and their account went up. Obviously, that's not their financial account. The indication is when Paul wrote about giving in 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, that those who gave with a bountiful spirit would be bountifully blessed by God. I know from a study of the Old Testament, all the way from the book of Genesis, all the way through God's plan for Israel, that it was God's plan that people graciously and willingly participate in the support of His work, and that He blessed people for doing that. I want to give because I want God's blessings. I want God to bless me in whatever way He sees fit. If I give with the proper spirit, the proper heart, yes, I seek those blessings. I seek His grace. I want to give for that reason. And then finally, the fifth reason is in verse 18. I have received everything in full and have an abundance, and I am amply supplied. Having received from Epaphroditus what you have sent, a fragrant aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. And so you can see that the apostle pictures their gift as an act of sacrifice or worship. Any giving that's worth anything at all ought to proceed out of a heart of reverence for God, a heart of love for God, a desire to honor God. It's not simply a routine act. If it is, it's not what God intended. I want to give because God is worthy. This work is worthy as it revolves around His name, the furtherance of His name in the hearts and lives of people. And so it's a sacrifice. I want to give it out of the right kind of heart so that it'll be an acceptable sacrifice. And that when God smells the aroma, He'll be pleased. That He'll know that I have done it. Because I love Him and I care about Him and His glory and His honor. So here's a very short book of four chapters. And yet here are five valid reasons, good reasons, that we should want to participate in the work of God financially by contributing.